Jackie, Tony, and Donnie in the morning.
KPEK FM and HD, Albuquerque, Rio Rancho.
I don't think that's legal.
Of course it's legal.
This is The Peak.
She's all laid up in bed with a broken heart. Why making us crazy? Don't give up on me, baby.
Who are they?
Jackie, Tony, and Donnie.
100.3.
My station.
The Peak.
Lenny Kravitz, it is Fly Away on 100.3 The Peak. Good morning, 608. Jackie, Tony, and Donnie in the morning.
Well, we have sunshine for the most part today. Highs in the mid to lower 50s. We're at 32 right now in Albuquerque.
All right, on this Tuesday morning, we take a first peek at traffic with Donnie. What's going on?
We're not doing too bad right now. Keyword traffic.
Now, coming up in about 50 minutes or so, we'll give you another name for You Shop With Our Money. Up to $200 worth of Coronado Center gift cards. It could be your name. Make sure you enter to win. You can do that once daily at 100.3thepeak.com.
Also coming up, it was quite the battle last night on Dancing with the Stars. Some television history was made as well. We'll tell you about all this coming up in the Daily Dish.
Hello, it's the Gecko.
Let's go!
Jackie, Tony, and Donnie in the morning.
Be prepared to get down!
100.3 The Peak. The latest from Hollywood is coming up in minutes. The Daily Dish is next.
Jackie, Tony, and Donnie.
100.3 The Peak.
Lifehouse, it is all in on 100.3 The Peak. Good morning, Jackie, Tony, and Donnie in the morning. It's 6:18.
All right, one heck of a Daily Dish is on the way next. We have sunshine today. Highs in the mid to lower 50s. We're at 32 right now in Albuquerque.
All right, we take a peek at traffic. Daily Dish coming up right after that. What's going on?
ComancheAct.com, keyword traffic.
The latest entertainment news from around the world. This is The Daily Dish.
You know, it's a free-for-all tonight on Dancing with the Stars. Anybody could go home.
So
now,
true.
As far as the judges' scores, Jennifer Grey dominated perfect 60 last night, scored a 30 on both dances. Kyle Macy right behind her with a 58. He's in second place. Brandy is right behind Kyle with a 57, and Bristol Palin, who showed a lot of improvement last night.
But I liked her first dance. It was good.
It was good. She showed a lot of improvement. She got a 53, but she is still, for the sixth week in a row, 53.
And at bottom. The bottom, right?
Very bottom.
Once I found that out, I didn't really realize that every single week she's coming in at the bottom. But then I felt like, well, wow. I mean, she does keep a stiff upper lip.
Now, hold on. I misspoke. High. She has been, for the past 6 weeks, she is in the bottom two.
Oh, right. Well,
but she hasn't been exactly the bottom. Now, So we'll see who goes home tonight. We're going to enjoy a performance from Annie Lennox and Enrique Iglesias.
I likey.
Love me some Enrique. And then someone's going to go home. But I'm going to tell you this right now. It's not Bristol.
Oh, it is.
And I have a feeling you are absolutely right about that. And I'm going to be mad if it's Kyle Macy.
Something is telling me it's Brandy.
I have that same feeling.
You don't think so?
No.
And she's an excellent dancer.
Who do you think's going home?
I think Bristol Palin will go home.
You really do? Yeah. I don't.
I think there's too much of a gap there. I mean, listen, if for some reason she makes it through after all this. I mean, there's a four-point gap between her and third place?
There is.
Yeah, but I don't see it happening.
But again, the viewer votes. There's no way she's going to win it. There's no way. Because the judges have a lot more say in who wins it. You know, they can balance out some crazy votes. That being said, they didn't have the power to do that last night. And with those votes, I would not be surprised if she stays and Brandy goes. I would be devastated to see that Kyle Macy go or Jennifer Grey go.
Well, yeah.
The problem is she improved. And she improved a lot. So that's going to garner her some more votes. I would not be surprised to see Bristol Palin stay tonight.
I like the dramatics of it all when she was lifting up her dress.
By the way, her mama broke TLC ratings records with her season premiere of Sarah Palin's Alaska. Nearly 5 million people tuned in to watch the new reality show on TLC. They say that the show had the best launch of any show in their history.
Yikes.
Did you watch any of it?
No, I didn't watch any of it.
I forgot it was on.
I did. And I have to tell you, it was an entertaining show. Politics aside, it was an entertaining show. Now, I was reading something on ABC News last night that was showing the seven political messages that she sent out. And I mean, I guess if you want to dig real deep and turn it into, I guess you can. What I did notice is Sarah Palin is a beautiful woman.
She is a gorgeous woman. I've always thought that.